This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your retirement-related question. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing this week?
Great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing really well on this April morning. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean.
Great to have both of you on with us today, and we've got a very important conversation about health insurance, and that is a big conversation, a big question as you plan for retirement. We'll get into the nitty-gritty on that coming up a little bit later on. Actually, I just got a couple of things, of course, to get out of the way before we get going on that conversation. Some important stuff. Mention the website, mention the telephone number as well. Also, a great thing that goes on each and every week on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question Week, and this week is no exception. We'll have another one coming up later on in the program. Little tip, listen closely to the show. Typically, both the question and answer come up to the Klaus Quiz, come up for the Klaus Quiz Question Week during the program. And there's a great prize this week, a $25 gift card to Home Depot, of course, from our friends at Klaus Financial. Before we start talking about healthcare and health insurance, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week and get both the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about how we prefer all of our listeners to approach retirement with less debt versus more debt. And one of our listeners called in with the correct answer last week. Congratulations to her. That was Sally of Evansville. She correctly answered the question, as you approach retirement, is it better to have more debt or less debt? And the answer certainly is less debt is the better way to begin retirement. And, you know, for all of our listeners, speaking to your financial advisors and helping, you know, kind of craft out a way to make sure you have the least amount as you enter retirement will definitely be a positive thing in your future. So thanks for listening, everyone, and listen carefully to today's question.
Really good. And again, it's a $25 gift card for Home Depot. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. So today's topic is appropriately titled Goodbye Job and Goodbye Health Insurance. Question mark, because what do we need to think about before we pull that trigger and leave or retire from a job with health insurance, especially if this occurs earlier than we had planned for?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. This is one of the biggest ones that we ask, you know, people coming in that want to retire before 65 is okay, even if the finances are there, what are we going to do about health insurance? So for the big thing is that remember that you can start getting Social Security at 62, but it's reduced until you reach your full retirement age. But remember, Social Security and Medicare are two different things. So age 65 is the age when you can become eligible for Medicare. So that Medicare eligibility kicks in just before you turn 65, which it's usually a 7-month window. So they give you 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and then 3 months after. So it ends up being a 7-month total right around the age of 65. So once we get to 65, that's kind of what we, you know, joke that that's kind of the promised land when it comes to health insurance, because Medicare, as you guys have heard us talk about, is probably the best insurance that you can have. So that's a big one for people. And you can always go to Medicare.gov to learn more about eligibility and getting started with Medicare. So the question remains, how do you pay for health insurance when you retire before 65, let's say in the 62 to 65 range, or even younger? You know, we have some people that'll go at 59 and a half or 60 or 61. You're not yet eligible for Medicare, which means you could have a gap in healthcare benefits. So if you plan to retire before age 65, is that even if you go a month or two before Medicare, going without any health insurance can be a bit of a gamble. You could, obviously none of us know, you could have a health issue, and that really jeopardizes any retirement savings you have and things like that. So according to eHealth Insurance, in 2020, the average national cost for health insurance was $456 for an individual and $1,152 for a family per month. But this is a huge range. Anytime we see people looking at health insurance costs, it varies based on a lot of different factors, the plan, income, there's a lot of different things. So there are some other early retirement medical insurance options. The four most common are, if you're lucky enough that your spouse has agreed to let you retire and is going to keep working, you may be able to continue on to their health insurance if their employer offers it. And this may be the best and most cost-effective option. Or if your spouse or partner is already retired and has retiree medical coverage, you may be able to be added to that coverage as well. So that's number one. Number two, another big option for people is COBRA. So COBRA, many people are familiar with in the sense of maybe you've gotten laid off before or something like that and were able to keep your health insurance through your former employer. So COBRA is through your employer. It stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act 1985. That's just a big word, but it allows you to continue your current health care coverage for a certain amount of time. Most people, it's 18 months is kind of what you'll think of, but there are a lot of different scenarios where it could be longer than that. So even if you, for couples with an age gap, you may be able to stay on COBRA even longer. So like for instance, if your spouse is working and covering you on their insurance and then they decide to retire at 65, you may be able to actually stretch your COBRA for up to 36 months. But again, this is definitely, you know, on a per needs basis and where you're at, but there are some good situations to be aware of. And COBRA is not cheap, so you'll likely be required to pay the full cost of your health coverage plus an additional 2% charge for administrative. So we call it basically 102%. So while you're working, your employer typically covers a significant portion of the cost of your coverage. And then once you go to retire, that what they were paying and what you were already paying is all on you. So again, it can be kind of a shock to some people if they're used to paying, let's say, $300 a month for health insurance, but then they retire and find out that their employer was paying $300 of that. So now they have to pay $600 plus the 2% administrative fee. So it can at least double and sometimes even more than that if your employer was covering even more than 50% of that. So to help make COBRA more affordable, you may be able to use funds from HSAs if you have a high deductible health plan to pay for premiums. In general, the premiums aren't considered qualified medical expenses for HSA purposes, though there's two exceptions with that, which is payment of premiums during COBRA continuation and then after the account owner reaches age 65. So again, speak with your employer about details and to learn more about COBRA. It's definitely a good option for a lot of people, but it's not cheap by any stretch of the imagination. The third one is the public marketplace. So this is the Affordable Care Act sometimes. The marketplace was established by the Affordable Care Act. Some people call it Obamacare, and provides plan options available to anyone who is not yet eligible for Medicare. So you can no longer be denied coverage for any reason, including a pre-existing condition. So this was often a big issue for people contemplating early retirement because affordable health insurance coverage was hard to find and obtain, particularly with those with pre-existing medical conditions. So costs for these plans can vary widely, but some people can qualify for government-provided subsidies through premium tax credits that can make coverage more affordable. And the last one is private insurance. So this is to obtain coverage, you can also look to local health insurance agents or trades or professional associations and other private exchanges that offer plans from multiple carriers. You may have more plan options available to you through these outlets, but note that the government-funded premium tax credits that you might qualify for under the Affordable Care Act cannot be applied to these plans. And so these plans are found through different insurance companies, agents, brokers, and then even online health insurance marketplaces.
A lot of information there and a lot of options for you as well. And of course, we are talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you've got a question this morning, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, Kyle, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. Great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, I've mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on their website. Also, the opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. To scroll down to the bottom, you'll see an envelope that says Stay Current. There you can sign up, and each week you'll get in your inbox a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Been listening this morning, you know that first segment was very informationally dense, I think is the term that's used. A lot of really, really useful information in the program each and every week, so you definitely want to stay current by heading on over to klausfinancial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. So when we're talking about health insurance, are there other places that you can get health insurance from before the age of 65?
Yeah, we're going to talk about a few of those. And I think what's important here is that as you have those conversations about perhaps retiring early, and to be quite honest, we're seeing, as Kyle mentioned, quite a few people actually as early as, you know, 52, 55, and thinking about retirement. So the first thing I just want to drive home today is you can't go without health insurance for any period of time. It's not wise. And as Kyle mentioned, you could submarine your portfolio. So we don't want to accept that kind of risk for any of our clients. But we like to be creative. So let's just think about if our job is killing us with the stress and we're worried about saving, you know, X amount of dollars per year just because, you know, we don't want to take the plunge, that might not be the right answer either. We find many people actually have the funds to be able to support a health insurance program outside of, you know, their former group health insurance. And, you know, if we're just trying to save X amount of dollars, it doesn't necessarily make sense. So you really have to look at your own situation. How much can you handle? And Sean, this is not for you to think about because we need you at the radio show.
Yeah.
But we really need to kind of balance what makes sense in your situation. So as Kyle mentioned, COBRA is expensive, but it's really not, it's not like the company's making a profit off of you. The company is still paying the same amount of dollars they always were as far as securing the health insurance, but they're just passing that tab on to you. So many of our clients, when they don't have, when they do have maybe extenuating health circumstances, meaning they have doctors already in place, cardiologists or whatever, sometimes the path of least resistance is taking on that COBRA plan, even if they have to pay out of pocket for a period of time. But we like to be creative. What are some other ideas? So one thing people sometimes forget, I don't know how you would forget this, but I've seen it, is that they have the opportunity to pick up veterans health insurance. So if you are a veteran and who actually served with honor, you're eligible to enroll for VA healthcare. And so that's one of America's largest integrated health systems around the country. So there actually are 1,700 VA medical centers and outpatient clinics across the U.S. So again, if you served in the active military, naval, or air service, and you separated under any condition other than dishonorable, you could qualify for those benefits. And even National Guard and Reserve Service members who've completed full call-up periods of active duty, they can also apply. So I think that's one of those kind of missed things and could actually help you bridge that gap. There's also short-term medical health insurance and hospital plan bundles. So maybe you just need to cover 6 months of that gap. You're 64 or 64 and a half and you just need 6 months of coverage, for example. You might want to look into one of those. They don't typically cover preventive care or pre-existing conditions, so you have to look into that carefully. There's also medical insurance cooperatives, and those actually were fairly common and popular right when the Affordable Care Act came into existence. But so what they started out with almost 30 across the country, and now they're actually down to 3 co-ops that are operational in 5 states. And there's only about 120,000 people as of today that are covered, whereas there was over 1 million back in 2015. So those medical insurance cooperatives, and we've got clients all over the country, so they should be aware of this. There's one in Maine, and that's the Community Health Options in Maine, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. And there's also one locally, the Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative in Wisconsin. So what we find with these cooperatives, and especially the one in Wisconsin, they actually were able to decrease their premiums this past year by 6.25%. So definitely something to look at and consider as you're trying to bridge that gap. We also have heard great success with people who have entered the faith-based healthcare plans. So those situations are you pay a certain premium, and as a co-op, so to speak, when there's a claim, it will pay out. So we've seen that be quite successful. It's an alternative idea. It's where a group of like-minded people have come together to share those healthcare costs, and definitely something to check out, because I have heard great success. And finally, if you're not able to get the health insurance via your partner or COBRA, actually we see a lot of people go to part-time work. And so I just did my due diligence and checked to see, as of July 2020, the companies that were offering health insurance just by working part-time included Starbucks, UPS, Chase, the American Red Cross, Costco, Aetna, and Staples. Now, of course, they can change their health plans from time to time, but usually there's just a minimum number of hours that you would have to work. So I know people are interested in that list, because this really is something, if you could just put in some part-time work and get benefits to bridge that gap, that would maybe make you much happier if you left your current job. So write those down. Keep those in mind as an alternative.
Real interesting approach. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. So got some time if you want to get in on the air with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Don't forget, you can learn all about Claus Financial on the website claussfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, the website claussfinancial.com, that's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and the telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget to no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Speaking of things that are lucky and things that we look forward to, that magic age of 65. Let's talk a little bit about some of those Medicare basics that that folks need to know about.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So this is a big one. Like we said, this is kind of the promised land when it comes to insurance and when you're retired. So some things to be aware of is that will Medicare contact me directly prior to becoming eligible? The answer is yes. And not only will Medicare, but just about any insurance company you can think of will know that you're turning 65 and bombard you with their Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage plans and things like that. So if you're already receiving Social Security benefits, Medicare is going to mail you out a Medicare enrollment kit a few months before you become eligible, typically 2-3 months. If you're within 3 months of turning 65, reside in the United States, and don't want to apply for Social Security benefits just yet, but still want to apply for Medicare, you can enroll in Medicare online. So Medicare, the deadlines are for people who are already receiving Social Security benefits, they're automatically enrolled in Medicare Part A and B, and coverage generally begins the month they turn 65. So people that haven't claimed Social Security, so you're still working or just haven't pulled your Social Security yet, will need to take action to sign up for Medicare. So first, you sign up for Medicare Part A, which is your hospital insurance. And then Part B is the one that you pay for each month. So you pay a Part B deductible each month. And that one, you have a 7-month initial enrollment period that, again, begins 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and then 3 months afterwards. So If you enroll in Part A and or Part B, the month you turn 65 or during that last 3 months, the start date of your Medicare coverage may be delayed. So again, if you sign up right when you're turning 65, it's going to start on the first day of the month that you turn 65. If you wait, then it could be delayed a little bit for a few months until after that. So regardless of how you get Medicare Part A and Part B, you must sign up for Part D if you want prescription drug coverage. So otherwise, you can always sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, which sometimes these are called Medicare Part C. But with the Medicare Advantage plans, if you sign up for those, that actually replaces Medicare Part A and B and D. It kind of lumps everything together. So Medicare Advantage plans are private sector alternatives to Medicare, and they have the same initial enrollment period as does Part D prescription drug coverage. So that's important to know, is that you're going to be getting bombarded with a lot of different companies, and you're going to have to decide if you want to go the Medicare supplement route or the Medicare Advantage plan. This is where we really press people to speak with, you know, an independent insurance broker, hopefully, so that they can kind of walk you through some of these things. And then if you don't enroll in Medicare during the initial period around your 65th birthday, you can still sign up each year between January 1st and March 31st. And then that coverage won't begin until July 1st. So if you notice, there's about a 3 month gap there, March 31st to July 1st. However, you can be charged a late enrollment penalty when your benefit starts. So for example, if a penalty applies to your monthly Part B premiums, it can increase by 10% for each year you delay signing up for this Medicare after becoming eligible for benefits. So that's something to be aware of, that most of the time people automatically sign up for Part A, even if you're still working, because that you actually get free as long as you've got your credits and things in from the government. But Part B is the one that you can delay if you continue to keep working past 65 and are covered under health insurance through the employer, things like that. And so how do you sign up for Medicare if you're still working? So if you retire after age 65 and have an employer-sponsored health coverage, you'll have an 8 month special enrollment period to sign up for Part A and or Part B, which starts the month after your employment ends, or the group health plan insurance based on your current employment ends, whichever happens first. Usually you don't pay a late enrollment period if you sign up during a special enrollment period. So again, if you're working past 65, you know, you retire at 67 or whatever it is, typically when you retire, you'll just sign up for Medicare A and B at that point, and then you'll pick either a supplement or advantage plan. And most people don't have to worry about, you know, a penalty or anything like that. And then the other thing is, once you're on Medicare, can you make changes every year? And the answer is yes, you can. So Medicare open enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th right now, and it's every year. So this gives you the opportunity to reevaluate situations and then make any changes that you need to. So you're not locked in forever. You can actually change your plan each year if you decide to go one way and decide after the first year you don't really, it's not really what you signed up for, or you don't think it's fitting your needs, then you can always adjust it each year going forward.
A lot of stuff to consider, and of course, some great opportunities there as well. You definitely, though, want to make sure that you're navigating this stuff properly. Don't forget, as well, as we talk about retirement planning and learning more about Klaas Financial, mention the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also submit questions to be answered here on the program and, of course, in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We're not going to do one this week, but if you come up with something over the week that may pique your interest, definitely submit it online at KlaasFinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age do you first become eligible to begin Medicare? Is it age 60 or age 65? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. Kyle? Malia, great talking with both of you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next with Full Scope right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.